details released by the Pentagon on the Kabul bombing. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The attack on the Kabul airport last August was different than first reported.
Initially, U.S. military officials believe that in the chaos of the Kabul airport attack, that gunfire was likely exchanged, adding to the carnage. They now say the attack was far more simplistic.
The investigation found that a single explosive device killed at least 170 Afghan civilians and 13 U.S. service members by explosively directing ball bearings through a packed crowd and into our men and women at Abbey Gate.
At the time, President Biden promised retaliation against ISIS-K and the suicide bomber there. Pentagon officials said yesterday that they still live by the president's words.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The U.S. continues to consider its options to the threat of Russia preparing to invade Ukraine.
And our Jennifer Griffin reports 70% of Russia's forces are now in place to launch that invasion, an invasion likely to cost thousands of casualties here in Ukraine. Up to 25,000 Ukrainian soldiers could be killed, 4,000 Russian troops, and up to 50,000 civilians. 5 million people could become refugees. Russian forces poised to invade are not just coming potentially from Belarus to the north, but Crimea to the south.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reporting from Kiev, Ukraine. Police say two people were killed and two more injured in a shooting at an apartment complex in the Milwaukee suburb of Brown Deer. Police Chief Peter Nimmer.
One thing I want to stress is at this time, there's no reason to believe that there's anybody else we're looking for. We believe we have the suspect, so the community, there's no reason to believe that there's any danger to the community at this time.
Nimmer says the suspect is one of those injured. A 5-year-old boy who was trapped for 4 days in a deep well in Morocco has died after rescuers reached him in a lengthy operation. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Three people were shot in an Aurora, Colorado church overnight, one of them killed.
That suspect fled after the shots. It happened at the Iglesia Faro de Luz church with numerous people inside at the time. Aurora Police Agent Matthew Longshore.
There is a relationship. It wasn't just a random shooting inside this church. There is some sort of relationship between one of the victims and the suspect.
Longshore says the other two shooting victims were transported to the hospital and are expected to survive. Cops say they interviewed several witnesses at the church. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Three arrested following a neo-Nazi rally last month in Orlando, Florida, accused of attacking a University of Central Florida student.
David Neustadt, a UCF student, says he saw the protesters after stopping at a red light at the intersection. He believes the demonstrators saw the Israeli flag on his license plate. Neustadt says he was spit on, pepper sprayed, and punched after confronting the group wearing Nazi symbols. The Orange County Sheriff's Office announced three men are being charged. According to arrest warrants, one suspect is Bert Colucci, who is the leader of the National Socialist Movement. He and 46-year-old Joshua Terrell are charged with battery with a hate crime enhancement. 47-year-old Jason Brown is charged with grand theft. Brown is accused of taking Neustadt's phone and breaking it.
Danielle Lama with Fox affiliate WOFL in Orlando. A young Michigan woman is accused of stabbing her 3-year-old daughter to death.
22-year-old Justine Johnson facing felony murder and first-degree child abuse charges. Investigators say she stabbed the little girl, then stuffed her body into a trash bag after she was hallucinating because of heroin withdrawal and not sleeping for 2 weeks. Investigators say Johnson told them SpongeBob told her to do it. A judge has ordered Johnson jailed without bail. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.